2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Hello, Mum. Hello.
Pretty Mel.
I have the weirdest obsession with bagels.
And Big Rossi.
Ciao, ciao. Bella, bella. Magnifico.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
I listen to you all every day in the morning, especially when I'm in the gym. And trust me, you guys are motivators.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 6:03 for your Monday morning with me, Eddie, and Pretty.
What a Monday.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes, it is.
It is just Eddie, myself, and Nala in this studio today.
Yeah.
The Chris Fade Show is falling apart, people. Chris is already off sick. He's been quite unwell, but starting to get better.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is good news. Get a message from Big Rossi at about 5:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel too great. Has a massive headache.
Yeah,
it's one of those migraine type headaches where the
I know
you know
them.
Where you need to be in the dark room and you just can't function.
I hate those.
So Rossi's not in today. So really, all you have is us, and we would really appreciate your love and support with us today as we continue the Chris Fade Show. How was your last 24 hours, Eddie?
It was good. It was good. The kids are getting excited because they're about to close school.
Of course.
Yeah, and so my son got his a script, so they're doing a school play.
Oh my God.
Over Zoom.
How cute is that?
Yeah.
Do you know, is it like a popular play or something?
No, it's like one of those kids' plays.
Okay,
it's like, what's something about a monkey.
Okay, then.
Yeah. And he's got the first line and the last line of the play.
Oh,
so,
lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure,
yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, so yeah, that's something to look forward to over Zoom.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is a good thing nowadays. So, like, even if I'm busy and I can't make it to school,
I
can attend over Zoom and watch.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
oh, that's
cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. How about you?
That's nice. My day was all right. Went to the gym. The home renovations, whatever you want to call it, continue. Which is nice. Went and looked at, like, some furniture and stuff like that.
Cool.
This is the first time ever I've realized that I've spent into a home.
Ah.
Because like before.
Yeah, it was just like,
Whatever works.
Yeah.
That futon works. Does it match that? No. Is it cheap? Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
But now also you have like enough, like a lot of space that you need to
space.
Fill up and stuff like that.
And I finally want to have a place that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like color wise. Like it's all one color.
But it looks really good. I saw it on your Instagram. Really good.
Thank
you so much.
So it's all coming together.
Yeah.
Just like I hope this show will come together. The pop quiz returns at 7:10, 10,000 dirhams cash. Of course. With Soho Garden, we want to send you to watch the Euros in style. Your chance to win that is coming up this hour.
Yeah.
And of course, the big one, flights with Etihad Airways. We're giving that away at the end of the week. That is all coming up, plus some prank phone calls. We're going to all learn Hindi together.
Oh, nice.
Class is in session. How about we get you on the phone with us? Give us a call. We're missing a third person. We need you.
Yeah.
0487155544. Would love to hear what you're up to this Monday morning.
Yep. We have Maria on the line. Good morning, Maria.
Hi, Eddie. Wow, you said my name correctly.
Maria! Yay!
Because I think I used to have a friend back in high school with the same name. So,
Maria?
Yeah, Maria.
Where are you from, Maria?
I'm Sri Lankan.
You're Sri Lankan. There's a famous Hindi song, right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it. Maybe it's just me. And it goes, hey, Maria. Oh, Maria. So I've always thought it's Maria,
okay.
Not Maria. But anyways, Maria, how are you this morning? What are you doing?
I am good. I am on my bus commute to work. I do the hustle between Sharjah to Jebel Ali.
Wow.
Sharjah to Jebel Ali. How long does that take you?
It takes me 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow. One way?
Yeah, one way.
Oh,
so
my.
I do 4.5 hours in a day.
Wow.
Hats off to you.
That's just insane. What do you do in the car for 2 hours?
I actually do a bus service. So, I just keep things on rotation. So some days I'll read, some days I'll binge watch TV shows. I'm 5 seasons in on The Good Doctor.
Right.
5 seasons in on Supernatural.
Yeah.
So.
And then most other days you listen to the Chris Fade Show in the morning.
No, so in the morning I do you guys radio for sure.
Thanks.
The afternoon is when I
when you binge watch. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of time to like binge watch the show.
That is a lot of time. And what do you do for work?
I do corporate finance, insurance, and banking for an organization in Jebel Ali.
Wow, nice. That's intense.
Yeah, she's smart.
You're way too smart. And I guess it's good that you get that Netflix time in.
Yeah.
How come you don't choose to drive?
I actually have my final RTA road test coming up.
Oh.
Oh, when?
Do I want to jinx myself?
Okay, still? Don't jinx it. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. I'm so sorry.
Is it your first try?
Yes, my first try.
Okay. All right. So we're not going to ask when. Mm-hmm. One day, all I want is, Maria, whenever it happens, I want you to call us and tell us that you got your driver's license, okay?
For sure.
Will that you promise? Sure. Okay.
There is not a person on this world that I wouldn't tell.
Yes, aww. Exactly. Scream it out from the rooftop. So we won't ask when it is. We're just going to wish you the best of luck.
Send you positive vibes.
Yeah, everyone listening right now, send positive vibes to Maria because we know how hard it can be to pass and get your driver's license. Have a great journey to work and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for your time, guys, and you have a great Monday morning.
Thank you.
What's up? Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip. Let's talk Indiana Jones, the next movie. I can't believe they're still making them.
Seriously.
Is on its way. They just completed 1 week of filming. 78-year-old Harrison Ford reprising his role.
Still going.
As Indiana Jones. I don't know how this is going to work. So he's finished a week of filming in the UK. He's in Northumberland. I hope I'm saying that right. Okay. And it was funny because there was an incident where a lot of fans figured out that he was there. And like the man that he is, he started yelling at everyone because they weren't wearing face masks. But the movie is hoping to arrive in movie theaters in July 2022.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see. I have a friend who works in movies and design sets. And she's worked with a lot of legendary actors. I won't say names. Mm-hmm. And she's oftentimes said that although they look like they're doing all the action scenes and they're got it together on screen.
Off screen,
it's a very different process because of how much older they are, remembering lines and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. Also, I feel like no one else can be Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah. It's like an iconic role.
It's an iconic role.
Yeah.
Today, this is somber, but have to share it, marks 1 year since 34-year-old Bollywood actor Sushant Singh Rajput passed away in his Mumbai apartment. I can't believe it's been a year already. His death obviously led to a massive investigation, but gave no clues as to what happened. They ruled his death a suicide, and that's what they stand by. He was an up-and-coming actor, if you don't know. One of the big promises of Bollywood and the future. Mm-hmm. A lot of mystery still remains around his death, the circumstances leading to it. Bollywood definitely felt the fallout from his death. There were a lot of investigations that were launched into a lot of actors and their connections to illegal substances, to money laundering, to many different things. So I think this is one of those things that's just always going to remain a mystery.
Yeah, but I hope it's made a change in the Bollywood industry.
You know what? You never know.
Yeah.
You just don't know. And finally, Kylie Jenner had an unwanted visitor at her home. This keeps happening to all of the Kardashians. Cops say a 35-year-old man refused to leave her property until he got a chance to declare his love to her in person. He was obviously arrested, booked for trespassing, and then released, which is the scary part. Kylie was thankfully not at home during the incident. This seems to happen quite often to these girls.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of people who are just crazy fans.
But seriously, they're taking fandom to another level.
But I think this is beyond. There's obviously something not right. They need some sort of help.
Yeah.
They need some sort of, I don't know, reality check or what it is. But hopefully that person stays far, far away.
Yeah, hopefully. Hit us with the tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Time for a prank phone call right now, Pretty.
Yes, we are definitely missing Chris. We hope you get well soon,
get
Chris.
Get well soon, Chris.
Please come back.
Yes, please.
We're without Rossi 2 today. It's too much, so why not do a prank phone call? This is silly but funny at the same time. What if Dracula needed to go to the dentist?
Okay.
What would happen? Chris Fade is now Dracula calling the dentist.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Hi, this is Count. How are you?
Fine, sir.
I am looking to possibly see the dentist later today. I have a big day coming up, and I want to make sure that my teeth are clean, ready to go.
Sure, sir. I can book you for today.
Sure. Do you have the sharpening tools? I want to make my my canines a little bit sharper. You know what I mean? I've got a big day today. Does the dentist there look after canines? You know, the canine teeth? Want to make sure that they're nice and spiky. Ready to go for today. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. My name's Count. Count Dracula.
Okay, sir. Do you want to book like which time for today?
Maybe 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, any time after 5. I've got a busy time as soon as the sun comes down. I have a lot of the kids coming around to give us some of the trick or treat. You know, I have to make sure that I want to suck the water from the ocean. Yeah.
Okay, sir. I understand that.
Thank you very
much. At 5 o'clock
for today? Yes. What kind of... I just want to make sure on the premise there will be no garlic. You have no garlic or onions hanging anyway, huh?
None.
There's no garlic in the dentist? No, I want to make sure because I don't like it. And yeah, also any religious things. I don't want to have those around if you don't mind. They seem to be... I'm wondering if you could tint the windows of the dental surgery. Make sure it's nice and black. Though too much light, it burns my heart, you know?
Sure. No problem, sir.
Thank you very much.
I'll book you, sir, at 5 o'clock for today.
Yes, you need my name?
And I need your mobile number.
Oh, I'll give you my mobile number, but I'll give you my name. It's C-O-N-T. I'm from Romania, by the way. I'm Romanian, if you know. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so C-O-N-C-O-U-N-T, that's Count.
Yes.
And the surname, people like to call me Drac, but you can call me Dracula. Dracula. The number is 052 sucks, yes. 6666.
All right, sir. I hope this is not a prank, sir.
Of course it's not a prank. My name is Count Dracula. I have a very busy day today. Hi, what was your name? What was your name?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle, hey, it's Chris Fade from Virgin Radio.
Wow!
Money. I get money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
The one thing we make sure to do every single day at 7:10 is play the pop quiz, all thanks to Rackbank. We want to get you that cash. How about 10,000 dirhams? Sounds
yes,
so good for a Monday morning, right? Who do we have?
We've got Anthony on the line. Good morning, Anthony.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
What are you up to?
I'm just on my way to work.
What do you do, Anthony? Let's get to know you. What do you do?
I work for cybersecurity.
Ooh, you're the people who tell us to change our password every 3 days.
Yeah, something like that, but I'm more into mobile banking.
Mobile banking. Yes, you tell me to change my password all the time.
Yeah.
There's like 15 steps to get into my account. But
do
that's
not
good.
Click on that link.
Yeah. And where are you from, Anthony?
I'm from India.
Whereabouts?
In Kerala.
In Kerala, where my husband is from.
Land of the coconuts, right?
Yes. Yeah, the land of the coconuts.
The land of the coconuts. That's cool. And are you married, single? What's the deal?
No, I'm single.
Single? Ooh. Are you looking to mingle?
Yes.
Can I ask, if you don't mind, how old you are?
I'm 30 years old.
You're 30. So are the parents on the hunt? Like, are they sending you proposals and stuff?
Yep. It's getting annoying at the moment.
It's like, son, please talk to this girl. She seems nice. Yeah. Talk to this girl. She seems nice. Yeah.
They're
it's
pushing
okay.
prospects just.
So what's your go-to rejection line? I know everyone has one.
I don't know, actually. I haven't thought about it.
I'm too busy.
I'm too busy. I got to focus on cybersecurity. It's hot at the moment.
Yeah. I give you a call back afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, listen, Anthony, I've got the 10 questions in front of me. Let's hope you walk away with 10,000 dirhams cash at the end of it. If not, each question is worth 100 dirhams. I promise there's a little surprise for you at the end of this, so just perform well, okay?
All right.
Okay,
no worries.
If you don't know an answer, just say pass. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yep. Anthony, we're not looking at marriage proposals. We're only looking at the cash right now. Your 60 right. seconds on the pop quiz starts now. True or false, Croatia beat England yesterday in the Euros?
True.
Victoria Beckham is married to which footballer?
David Beckham.
Who is the most followed celebrity on Instagram?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Who plays the role of Loki in the Marvel Universe?
Pass.
Which basketball player is Kendall Jenner dating?
Pass.
Who voices the character Anna in Frozen?
Pass.
What's the capital of New Zealand?
Pass.
How many Harry Potter movies have been released? 8 or 10?
8.
What is the most downloaded social media app of 2021?
TikTok.
Where are the 2021 Olympics being held?
Pass.
True or false, Croatia beat England yesterday at the Euros?
False. False.
Let's see, what did we get to? 500 dirhams!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, that's awesome!
That's awesome. Yeah, that's yeah, awesome. Thank that's you. Thank great. You, guys.
Well done. So here's what you got wrong. Tom Hiddleston plays Loki in the Marvel Universe. Devin Booker is the basketball player that Kendall Jenner's dating. They actually just celebrated 1 year together. Kristen Bell, now you wouldn't have known this. You don't have kids, so I don't think you've watched Frozen. But Kristen Bell voices Anna in Frozen. And Wellington is the capital of New Zealand. And Japan is where the Olympics are taking place next month, actually. That's pretty good, right?
That's awesome.
500 dirhams is
good.
And I told you there's a surprise for you at the end of this. Anthony, I have also, on top of the 500 dirhams, a table for four to watch the group games. This is including food and soft drinks at La Canteen Stadium at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. You can enjoy the ultimate stadium experience during the football championships at La Canteen Stadium with Jumeirah Emirates Towers. That is yours too. Congratulations.
Yeah. That is awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're the best, man. Have a wonderful,
thank you guys
wonderful
so
day.
Much. Yeah, you too. You too.
All right, and good luck with finding a wife, all right?
Yes, good luck.
Thank you, guys.
I have more chances for you to win tomorrow.
This is Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, let's talk Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. Mm-hmm. Now, everyone was talking about their relationship earlier this year, and then we didn't really hear from them again.
Yeah.
Are they still together? Well, it looks like they're still going strong.
Ooh.
Not that they were spotted together, but on Insta stories, Olivia shared that she got her vaccination. No one really cared about the vaccine part. Everyone was just looking at the necklace that she was wearing. Okay. Apparently, it's Harry Styles' necklace because he was wearing the same one in a lot of the artwork recently.
Wow.
So
I'm just blown away.
That fans know that already. I know. So she's no stranger to taking Harry stuff. Like, she was wearing a pearl necklace that Harry wore in a music video last year, earlier this year as well. So it looks like these two are still together.
Okay.
Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Or not. An anonymous bidder secured the last spot on Jeff Bezos's 11-minute space flight next month with a bid of, this is an 11-minute flight, guys, 11 minutes.
Okay.
$28 million.
What?
We don't know who this person is. Their identity will be revealed in the coming weeks. But July 20th, is going to be the first crewed space flight on the billionaire's company's Blue Origin. Bezos revealed this week that it's going to be he and his brother Mark who will be on board the company's new Shepard launch when it flies to the edge of space and back. That journey is going to take 11 minutes. And on Saturday, they had a charity auction, and this anonymous bidder, whoever it is, put in $28 million to be one of four passengers on this flight. There's going to be a fourth person as well, but they haven't named them yet.
Do you reckon probably it's a very rich businessman?
Yeah, of course.
No, I don't think it's a celebrity, though.
Imagine, though, if it's like, I don't know. Imagine if it's like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk. That's the beginning of a joke. Go up on a flight. What happens? I don't know, man.
But 11 minutes, 28 million. Come on.
I think it was charity based, so I think a lot of that money is going to charity, which is great news.
Yeah,
but still, that is a lot of money to have at your disposal to be like, hey, I'm going to pay $28 million for this 11-minute space flight.
It's a chance of a lifetime, though.
I guess so. It's still $28 million. Like, you think twice before a 14-hour journey on a regular aircraft and economy. So, let's see. July 20th is the scheduled date. Let's see if it goes ahead. Mm-hmm. Finally, Thomas Markle.
Okay.
He has appeared on 60 Minutes Australia to talk about his daughter Meghan and his son-in-law Prince Harry. Now, if you didn't know, Thomas Markle does a lot of interviews from time to time, and they don't talk anymore. Meghan and Thomas just don't talk anymore.
Okay.
They don't have a relationship. If you didn't know, or if you don't remember, around the time of Meghan and Harry's wedding, Thomas had hired paparazzi to do photos. There was a lot of friction between them.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't sorted it out. Now on 60 Minutes Australia, Thomas Markle has come out to say that Oprah is taking advantage of Harry and Meghan.
Wow.
And more. Have a listen.
I think Oprah Winfrey is playing Harry and Meghan. I think she's using them to build her network and build her new shows. And I think she's taking advantage of a very weakened man and getting him to say things that you just shouldn't be saying on television.
What do you think's the biggest mistake that Harry and Meghan have made?
Leaving the royals, because that was what she married into. That was explained to her. Everybody loved them in England. Then they walked away from that. So when they did that, they walked away from the people, too. Right now I'm talking to Meghan and Harry. I love you guys. We can work out the problems. I don't think there's any problems that can't be worked out. I've said I'm sorry about the initial problem. If I've said anything today that offended anyone, I'm sorry about that, too. But I'm just telling the truth and how I feel about what's going on.
Now, here's the thing about Thomas Markle. We know firsthand that he has other intentions. How do we know that? Chris had actually messaged Thomas Markle to say, hey, let's get you on for an interview.
Yeah.
And he said, how much will you pay? For this interview.
So he definitely got paid to do that interview as well.
I guess so. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen
and
here.
And why would Oprah want to like...
Oprah doesn't need anyone
to help
her. She's Oprah.
She's Oprah.
So let's see. I don't think Meghan or Harry is there. I don't think they're going to respond to this, but we're just going to wait and watch.
All right. Hit us with the attack, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
It is the Chris Fade Show without Chris and Rossi this morning.
Yes,
it's just Chris, me, Eddie, and Pretty.
Yeah, exactly. Chris is still not feeling 100%. He is starting to get better, which is good news. It's not COVID, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Just not feeling well. It's just one of those things. Rossi, although.
Yeah, we have doubts about it.
I'm starting to have my suspicions. This man woke up this morning, sent us a text saying that unfortunately he has a very, very bad headache and won't be able to come in.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to connect the dots.
Yep.
I will do more research. We'll discuss it later.
Yes.
But we were talking about this off the radio, but Eddie, do you remember the time I tried to teach Chris how to speak Hindi?
Oh, as he says, the Hindi. It was hilarious. Have a listen.
So, Chris, a few days ago, you were telling me, this is off the radio, that you would love to learn a few Hindi phrases.
Mm, that's true. I was saying that, you know, I've lived here for so long and, you know, I'm working on my Arabic. I feel like my Arabic's improved slightly, but Hindi, I know nothing. I'm like, I've lived amongst, you know...
Me.
You, for so long, and I've picked up really, like, nothing except, when you get angry at me.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
I do that a lot.
Kasio.
Guess, yeah, which means like, how are you?
So like, I haven't got enough, you know, I haven't got enough here. So
Chris Fade, I would like to introduce a new segment on this show. Class is in session. Hindi classes will start from today.
Are you serious?
Now, we have to kind of put a little caveat before this. Chris is not the greatest.
I don't like caviar.
Is not the greatest with languages.
Mm.
You're not the best when it comes to mimicking another language.
Horrible. I don't know what it is, but I don't have the ability to able to speak another language well.
But we're going to try. What I'm going to try to do is every week try to teach you like a phrase or a sentence and see how far we can go.
Okay,
ready? Today's theme is food, because we love food here on The Chris Fade Show. We're constantly talking about what to eat.
Totally.
So today I'm going to teach you how to say, I am hungry. What's there to eat? And I'm going to teach you how to say, let's order in.
Okay, that's good. I like could use those.
Those are good. Those are phrases that you can use.
When I'm speaking to Brianna next, my Mexican American girl,
she'll know.
I'm gonna speak in Hindi to her.
Confuse her even more.
Yeah. That'll be good. Go on.
Okay, so let's learn I am hungry first.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say it. Okay. Just try. Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
Oh my gosh.
Say it again.
Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
Lagli nahi. Lagi hai.
Lagi hai.
Yeah, so say it again.
Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
Not googly hai.
No, it's ugly. What?
Say it again.
Mujhe. Bhook.
What is that?
Bah. Bah.
Bah.
With an H, so bah.
Bah.
Bhook.
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 Say it again.
Bhook.
Bhook.
I think we're only going to learn one sentence today, guys.
Try again.
Mujhe bhook.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. Oh, that's
yeah?
okay.
Yeah?
Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
Lagi hai.
Okay, say that to me. Chris.
For some reason, when I speak Hindi,
your accent like
I put on a deeper voice.
I don't know why.
I go into this Mujhe bhook lagi.
Why? Like the movie trailer voice.
Yeah, I do the
why?
Like because I always hear the trailer like so I feel like I need to do
it. No, you don't. In okay. your voice.
So
in
this
your
is
voice.
This is I'm hungry, right?
So,
okay.
Chris,
so I'm gonna wake up ready. Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
What, we can't get the ugly hair bit right.
Ugly hair.
Lagi hai.
Lagi hai.
Lagi hai.
Try again.
Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
There's no extra L in lagi. Lagi.
Lugly hair.
Lugly. Lugly. You be quiet. Stop teaching
Sorry.
Him.
Sorry. This guy from Liverpool trying to tell me how to speak Hindi here.
Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
There's no L.
Say it again.
Lugly.
You just said la.
Okay. Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
There's no, it's not lugly.
What is it?
Lugly.
Okay. Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
Yes.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
We've got I am hungry.
Give me one more. I think I'm going to do one more here.
So after you say I'm hungry, you say, hey, why don't we order in from outside?
Okay,
right?
Yep.
Aaj bahar se.
Aaj bahar
se.
Se.
Khana.
Khana.
Mangvate hain.
Mangvate.
Mangvate hain.
Mangvate.
Te.
Hain.
Hain. Aaj bahar se khana mangvate hain.
So if you don't speak Hindi, you're hearing me try to learn this. I hope you're trying to learn it with me somewhat. Aaj bahar se khana mangvachi hai.
Mangvachi, cha. Where did the cha come from? Mangvate.
Mangvate hai.
Okay.
So aaj bahar
se
khana.
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 K-H. Khana.
Khana.
What? You go deeper.
Mangvate hai.
Okay. So you've just woken up. You're going to tell me you're hungry
Pussy.
And that you're going to order food from outside.
I need this sheet of paper, Rossi. Rossi wants
okay?
to. Okay, so I'm going to say I'm hungry and I want to order from outside.
Yeah. You've just woken up.
Say hello to me.
Hey, Chris.
Mujhe bhook lagi hai.
He's hungry.
Aaj bahar se khana mangvate hai. Would you be able to, if I,
would understand.
Does it sound like me if I was saying anything like, I am hungry.
Yes, it does.
Let me go outside. Is that how I'm sounding?
Yeah, but hey, you know what? For a first time, not bad at all.
Lovely hair.
Lovely hair. Mangavate hair.
I had a sign at 4:45 this morning.
When you woke up?
That things were going to go wrong today.
How? What sign?
I walk into the bathroom
okay.
as I normally do to get ready to do my makeup.
Okay.
Okay? And then... Imagine, this is now happening in slow motion because it's like so early. And I'm like, no. I open the cabinet to get my makeup out.
Okay.
I go to pick up my makeup to put it on the counter.
Okay.
And as if there was like a gust of wind or something, all of a sudden,
okay.
my makeup fell to the ground. And there went my eyeshadow palette.
Oh.
Now, I understand you may this may not matter to you,
yeah.
but it's devastating when that falls because everything fell apart. Like stuff has fallen out of it. I can't use it anymore. You can see it on my stories.
Okay.
Like, it's gone. And it was at that moment that I knew this day is not going to go right.
Oh,
and then
wow.
we come into work. We knew Chris is off.
Yeah.
And then Big Rossi sent the message.
He's not coming in.
It's a sign.
pretty.
Do you believe in signs?
Yeah, but not that much, though.
I feel like you don't.
Not that much, though.
Like, I believe it was a sign. It was something that eyeshadow palette was telling me.
Yeah.
Preeti, something's gonna go wrong today. I should have looked at it more.
And just realized, hold on.
Something's gonna go wrong.
You know, funny thing is, I remember back in the day, we had a party at home.
Yeah.
And one of my mom's friends, like, so I was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I was like serving the food.
Yeah.
She walked into the kitchen and goes like, no, you're a guy. You're not supposed to serve the food.
Why?
Because if you do that, you're never gonna get married.
What?
And
he's married with two kids.
Yeah.
So that didn't work out. But are you like me? Do you believe in signs and superstitions? 0487155444. I think Dari also believes in superstitions. Is that right, Dari?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, tell me, what is your go-to thing that you believe in?
Oh, so this is probably the craziest one I've held on to.
Okay.
So suppose we're sitting on a table, okay,
yeah,
at a dinner table, and we're eating food. So the belief is, if you pass the salt directly onto someone's lap, or you give it to their hands, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You will transfer bad energy.
So
what?
Handing over salt hand to hand.
Yeah.
Is a direct transfer of energy.
Okay, now Dari, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Has this ever happened accidentally, and did you experience anything negative afterwards?
Mm.
I mean, look, I can't really confirm it because I always like sort of little situations with my little sister, right?
Okay, okay.
I can't really tell if it was because of the soul or it was just bad vibes.
Oh, she was just bad vibes. Your poor sister. Okay, but I'm going to put that down because now after this morning.
How are you supposed to pass the salt then?
So you're basically meant to put it down.
Okay.
You place it on the table and then the other person picks it up.
Like, I do that with scissors. I get you, Dari. I'm writing that down. I'm adding it to my list. Thank you very much.
We've got Roisin on the line. Hi, Roisin.
Hi.
Hi. So are you superstitious as well?
Yes, very.
Tell me.
So, me being from an Asian culture, we're very superstitious when it comes to these things like rosary bracelets breaking. And also, on Saturday, we were going grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And I told my husband I was feeling something inside. I usually feel things, you know, like how empaths do. So I felt something bad was going to happen. And as soon as we went to the supermarket, my rosary bracelet, which I was wearing, just broke and it just went into pieces.
Oh.
Yeah, there's 10 beads in it and all 10 beads just flew away everywhere.
See? It's a sign.
Yes, it is.
I'm not the only one. Oh man, Roisin, now you're giving me the heebie-jeebies.
But then
the worst thing is that on our way back, we met with an accident. So
no.
I told my husband, see, this is what I was telling you about.
See,
wow.
Eddie? See? Yeah. Signs, it happens.
Could it be coincidence, though?
No, how can that be a coincidence? You tell me. I believe, I'm with you, Roisin. I am on that train with you. I hope everyone's okay. I hope everything's okay.
We're safe.
Thank goodness.
Not too much of damage to the vehicle either.
No, that's what matters. As long as you guys are okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your call.
Thank you very much.
But is there a way to counter the
energy?
Yeah.
That's not a question for me. That's a question for Maz. We need to ask her.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, Rossi told us that there's a 5 o'clock England game.
Mm-hmm.
And that if he doesn't get to bed by 8:30, he's probably not going to make
in.
It.
Yeah.
So now I just want to make sure what time Rossi left, because he was watching the
England game. Yeah.
At Soho Garden yesterday, we saw in his story. So I know he was there.
Yep.
I want to know what time he left. If you were there, just confirm it for us. And
what
it looks
time did
like
he leave?
It looks like he's been spotted. Big Rossi was spotted yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
We've got Pete on the line. Hi, Pete.
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Thank you.
So you were at Soho Garden yesterday, where Rossi was.
Yeah. So I saw a guy sitting there. Pretty sure it was him. He's quite, you know, he's quite easy to spot.
Yes, noticeable. Yep.
You know, saw him there for the game, sitting there nice and quietly. And then the game finished around about 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
he finished his big bottle of water. He had one of those really large bottles of water.
Yes, yes.
He finished that really quickly, and then I saw him leave. So
okay.
I think he must have been home for about 7:30.
Okay, that's good news, Pete. Yeah. Thank you so much for that information. We just want to clear that doubt because Rossi set himself up for that, honestly. So thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. Are you happy with the results yesterday?
Yeah, good results.
Yeah.
Are you hopeful it's coming home this year?
We like to get carried away quite early on, so I don't think there's anything wrong with saying it's coming home already.
Who are you playing next?
So the next game we've got, oh, I don't know, I can't remember. I follow all the UK teams.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I think your next game is against Scotland on Friday, so that's going to be a big one, right?
That's right, yeah, it's a big game.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for giving us the information. We really hope you have a great day.
No worries. Cheers, take care.
Bye, right. Pete. Okay, so Rossi's doing okay.
Yeah.
So. Everyone go send get well messages to Big Rossi. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow.
Inshallah.
Of course, Chris is off sick, starting to feel a bit better, which is good news. Rossi woke up this morning not feeling too well, so he's not in either.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this, the two of them.
Mm.
You know, sometimes people confuse Chris and Rossi for each other, like on the phone.
That's weird.
I think because we work with them every day and we know their voices is a bit different. Yeah. But they tried something called Two Men, One Voice. Mm-hmm. Have a listen.
So, you know what I realized?
What?
That people think a lot of our voices sound the same.
Oh, like you are Rossi and Rossi is Chris.
Yeah, and
like,
to me, our voices are different. You know, I'm Australian, I'm Lebanese, I've got a little bit of a different accent to what I would think Rossi. Like, I don't ever want to sound how Rossi sounds.
Hey! People love my accent.
But I got stopped over the other day saying someone said to me, oh, yeah, I can't sometimes tell the difference between your voice and Rossi's voice. No. Rossi's voice. And I went, oh, my gosh, really?
I mean, I can tell. Well, I see you guys every day, so I can tell the difference.
I think it depends on where you're from. Do you know
your
what I mean?
Your accents are quite different.
They are, but I think from where you're from, like maybe if English is not your first or second language, maybe it just sounds the same.
Maybe.
All right? You know, if someone was to speak Chinese, for example, maybe I would think the Chinese voices sound the same if they're coming from a male.
Right, because you don't understand it fully, right.
Okay. I want to put it to the test right now. We're going to call a random number here, Rossi. We're going to try to buy something, you see.
Okay.
And you and I are going to be the same person.
All right.
But we're going to have a sentence each.
Okay.
Right. So we're going to talk to the one guy, but you're going to talk, then I'm going to talk, and we're going to see if he picks up that he's talking to two different people.
This is going to be interesting.
All right, here we go. So I've got a number here. The guy is selling school uniforms.
Apparently it's free.
Oh, yeah, it is free, actually. Look at this. All right, here we go. I'll startle you.
You.
Okay, sentence each. Hi, hello.
Yes, how can I help you?
How are you?
I'm all right. Who's this?
My name's Chris, and I'm looking to buy
some school uniforms.
To buy? They're actually for free.
They're for free?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
What school are they from?
They're from Oxford School.
What, in the UK?
No, not in the UK. Oxford School here in Dubai.
And what sizes are the uniforms?
It's from KG1 to second grade for girls. And then I have the one for my boy, I think from seventh grade until ninth.
Okay. I'm a 33-year-old male. Will it fit me?
I don't know. Maybe. Why do you need it for you?
I'm really into school uniforms. I collect them.
You do?
Yeah, I'm a big collector of school uniforms.
Okay. No problem.
I only collect green ones. Are they green?
Yes, they are.
Well, that's fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. No problem. I was hoping they will be, you know, someone who has cool children. Will actually call me, and but then again, I posted it on free stuff, so anyone can, you know, if you're a collector, then that's fine.
Oh, you're lovely.
No problem. Thank you.
Do you listen to the radio?
No, why?
No.
Because we're kind of a big deal.
You are kind of a big deal. Okay.
Well, we're not, but my name is Chris Fade.
Oh, yes, I've heard about you. My son, who's 15, follows you on Instagram.
Well, that's fantastic. We just did a little experiment to see if you knew you were talking to two different people. Could you tell?
No, I couldn't.
We sound the same.
You passed the test.
I don't think you've got a clue who I am.
No, I don't.
Came across this question, and you know, from time to time we do these silly things. Mm. This is completely silly. You've heard of would you rather questions?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you rather questions, if you don't know, basically present two impossible scenarios.
Okay.
It'll never happen.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But you're forced to choose between one or the other.
Mm.
And they're just as bad as each other, these choices.
Okay.
And I came across this one, and I feel like it will divide the nation, because people who are on these two teams feel very strongly about it.
Completely opposite.
Okay. So 0487155444. Mm-hmm. I need your answers to this. Would you rather, okay,
mm-hmm.
you can only keep one of these species. You have okay. to get rid of the other one.
Okay.
They won't exist.
Okay.
You can only keep one.
Mm.
So would you rather keep all the dogs in the world
oh.
or all the cats in the world?
Ooh.
0487155544. Now listen, we don't mean this actually.
Yeah.
It's just a silly would you rather question, but hypothetical scenario, but it had me like thinking, because there are people who are completely team dog and there are people who are completely team cat. So would you rather, you can only keep one of these species, you have to get rid of the other one. So would you rather keep all the dogs in the world or all the cats?
That's Eddie? A hard one.
Eddie?
It's a hard one.
Come on. You got...
Each of them had their pros and cons.
Exactly. So you have to... It's an impossible situation, but if you had to pick, you would go...
I would say cats.
Keep all the cats.
Keep all the cats, because they take care of themselves.
You're a cat dude.
I'm not a cat dude, but I would say keep the cats.
If you're saying cats, you're a cat dude. I'm going to say team dogs.
Okay.
Because you know I'm afraid of cats. So then I wouldn't be afraid anymore.
Naturally.
So would you rather... keep all the dogs and get rid of the cats,
uh-huh.
or keep all the cats and get rid of the dogs? Marwa, how are you?
I'm good. First of all, y'all are making my morning with questions like this, to be honest.
I love you. I love that you love this. I love silly questions like this, because it just makes you think differently, right?
Yeah.
It does, and you guys are doing such a great job without Rossi and Chris. I mean, I love them too, but you're all doing a great job.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I mean... Is there any other answer except dogs? Sorry, Eddie.
Team dog, Marwa. Why? Why? Tell me why. Give me a reason.
Why team dog? Well, I can use them more, too. I can use them for companionship. Yeah. I can use them for hunting. I can use them for finding things. Like, the possibilities are endless. They're cute and cuddly.
They are. Do you have one right now? Do you have a dog?
I do not. My husband hates them.
What?
He's probably team cats.
He claims he's allergic to cats, but we all know that's just because he doesn't want a pet. But
you know what? Wear him down slowly but steadily, Marwa.
I'm telling my kids, give him the puppy dog eyes, give him everything. He's a tough cookie. Let me tell you, he's a tough cookie.
Okay, well, I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed, because I feel like you would be such a good dog mom. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And tell Jason, your trainer, that I would babysit his dog any day, just saying.
He's
awesome.
I know. My trainer has a beautiful husky Loki, Jason will never part with that dog, so no chance, Marwa.
Oh, my goodness. I had to try.
I know. Thank you for your call, Marwa. Have a great
day. Thanks, guys. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
We're asking you, would you rather keep all the dogs, get rid of the cats, keep the cats, get rid of the dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Fahim, what do you think?
So, disclaimer, guys. I have dogs. I love both dogs and cats.
But?
I have pet dogs and I feed stray cats. So I like both of them. But in this very hypothetical situation, I would 100% choose dogs.
Okay, dogs. We have another team dogs. I'm going to put it down the list. I guess no team cat people here.
Yeah, where are the team cat people at?
No team cat.
Johannes, how about you?
I am a team dog.
See?
Team dogs.
Team
wow.
dogs. Yeah. See?
Where are the team cat people at?
See, I was right all along.
Mm.
Cats are scary.
But they take care of themselves. They're fluffy as well.
They're after my life. They are going to get me team dog all the way.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is the Chris Fade Show with me, Eddie Pretty, and Nala joining us on the show.
Hello. Yes, it's a bit different. Usually mm-hmm. you'd hear me, Chris, and Rossi, and then it's been me, you, and Rossi, and now it's just me, you, and... Now we've had to bring Nala into the studio.
Extra voice.
Chris is off sick. Hopefully he's feeling better. Rossi not feeling too well today. So hopefully the boys will be back.
And disclaimer,
tomorrow.
It's not COVID for both of them.
Yes, it's not COVID for both of them. Just
goodness.
Wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
But the reason we have Nala in here, we were talking about this. New shows to watch. I feel like in this pandemic, we've been watching a lot of more streaming stuff.
Yeah.
And now that the movie theaters and the movies are starting to come out, we are starting to go to the movie theaters mm-hmm. and things like that. But everyone's always looking for a new show to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And from time to time, even on my like social media, I'll always ask the question, what are you watching?
Yeah.
Because you get to discover some really cool stuff, whether you're into, you know, the comedies, the dramas, documentaries, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So Nala literally watches everything and anything under the sun.
Yes.
So Nala, we thought we'd ask you, what are you watching? What we should be watching?
What do you recommend?
Yeah. What an honor it is to be called
come
the queen.
On. Okay. Come on.
So the first show I have is called, hopefully I don't butcher this, Lupin.
Lupin. Oh, that's the French show,
that's
right?
That's the French show. Mm-hmm. It's called Lupin. I know, Eddie, you're a fan of
yeah.
it. So the first season came out last year.
Yes. Mm.
And it's kind of like a part one, part two thing.
Okay.
So now the second part is out. It's only 10 episodes. It's kind of like a mystery sort of situation. He steals a bank. We find out like the behind the scenes of it. Kind of like La Casa de Papel.
Mm-hmm. La Casa de Papel. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
that
okay.
vibe, but in a more mind thing.
Okay, so it's a heist. Okay,
a heist.
So that's a good one.
The second one I have is Loki.
Oh, yes. Okay.
This one
okay,
is
I've seen that one. Okay.
Marvel.
This one is on OSN. You don't have to watch Marvel to understand or appreciate the show because it's
okay.
basically kind of like a background of this character. And what I love about it is not because he's a hero. He's actually a villainy, but you like him.
So that's this is a new twist. Tom Hiddleston starring as Loki, right? So
yes.
this is a series, guys. This is not the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a series coming and that's on OSN.
Yes. It's only 3 episodes in. Every single week, there's a new episode.
Oh, amazing.
Coming.
Okay. That's cool. Okay.
And then. And I'm going to sneak this one in because it's my obsession. And,
yep.
and I made you guys obsessed with it and hopefully the whole world. It is called Formula One Drive to Survive.
Okay, listen, I am yeah. on this train
yes,
with Nala
is.
Here.
Yeah.
So if you have never been interested in Formula One, like myself, this show is incredible. There are 3 seasons available right now
yes.
on Netflix. And it basically takes you through the season. Each season of Formula One, the mm-hmm. racing calendar.
Mm.
But it gives you the stories of all the drivers, the teams, what goes into it, the money. There's so many things that I learned about this show.
Yeah.
I am now a fan
yes.
of Formula One. I actually look forward to the races.
I actually learned what
yes.
Formula One is.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Because initially I used to think it was just cars going
yeah.
around the track. And, you know, forgive my ignorance for
yeah.
thinking it's just that. But it is such an intense sport. There are so many technical things that go into it, the
yeah.
skills these
it's
drivers
phenomenal.
Have. Phenomenal. So if you want to pick up something new, great watch.
Yeah.
Good recommendation.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
The final one,
yeah.
since the theaters are open.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend you guys watch A Quiet Place 2.
Oh, okay. The first one I loved.
The first one.
Which one is this one?
This is John Krasinski
and
Emily
Blunt.
Okay.
So they're in this house. This movie came out, what, 3 years ago?
Yes.
So they're in a house. And they can't make any sounds. They live in this house and they
oh,
can't make any sounds.
Oh, that one.
And then
okay.
if they make a sound, all
monsters.
These demons
okay.
and stuff come.
Okay, okay, remember it.
First one, phenomenal. Is the first one available anywhere?
Yes, it's on Netflix. In
okay.
case you don't want or haven't seen the first one, go watch it on Netflix. The
okay.
second one, I was a bit iffy because I thought that the first one ended so great.
Yeah.
But it exceeded my expectations. It's so good. Mm. It keeps you on your toes.
Nice.
You're always nervous. So I highly recommend you guys watch The Quiet Place.
Okay, that's amazing. A Quiet Place 2.
All right.
That sounds good. So, hey, listen, if you have any recommendations, you can always let us know
yeah.
at 4008. Nala, thank you for that. Appreciate
thank you,
it.
Guys.
Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show for your Monday morning with me, Eddie, and Pretty. That's it for us this morning, Pretty.
I hope
mm-hmm.
at least one of the two are going to be back
sure,
tomorrow.
I hope so as
so
well.
So Chris obviously was off. Rossi was off today too.
Yeah.
Rossi better be back tomorrow. And I hope Chris is too. I
yeah.
hope he's feeling better as well.
Yeah.
So you know what? The best part of this week has been you never know what Chris Fade Show you're going to come into.
Oh, yeah. It's
right?
a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Jack
it's
in the box.
It's a surprise for you listening. It's a surprise for us, believe it or not, as well. So come back tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
We'll see what ensemble of the Chris Fade Show we're going to have.
Yeah. We'll catch you later. You'll abide.
The Chris Fade Show back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.